River 949, Marnie in Campo for breakfast. You might have heard the news yesterday.
July 20th fight. Yeah, between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson at AT&T Stadium. Just got a little more serious. The Texas Department of Licensing and Regulations has officially sanctioned the heavyweight matchup a professional fight.
Yeah, my mates and I, Marnie.
You're excited.
We'll be doing the pay-per-view, let me tell you. Gosh. Hey, now, this guy, Colonel Bob Sheridan, here he is.
Let's see who falls the fight. Big right hand. And Holyfield is right now. He's down. He's down to the left.
That's him calling the Tyson Holyfield fight, Marnie, when Tyson bit off Holyfield's ear.
Right.
Remember that?
Oh my
gosh, joins us
yes.
now, Colonel Bob Sheridan.
It's great to be on River 949 FM with Campo Marnie.
Lovely to have you on the show. We feel a bit honoured having you on the show.
Yeah, so thank you so much. Now, we were just looking at some of the history, some of the big fights that you have called in your time. Muhammad Ali, George Foreman. What was it like broadcasting with those two legends of boxing?
Well, you know, that was fairly early in my career. That was 1974, the Rumble in the Jungle. And it was very exciting to be there. But, you know, at that stage of my career, I had already done several of Ali fights and several of George's fights. So it's just like where I was supposed to be. But in later years, I had no idea and no conception of how big that fight would be in the history of boxing. So, I mean, it was a thrill to be there, no question about it. It was really, really something to be in a place where you know, there was an absolute dictator in President Mobutu Sese Seko, and being in the middle of Africa, we didn't see a white face any place. It was really something. It was quite an extraordinary event. Besides, the fight was unbelievable when Ali won the title back.
And Mike Tyson, you're part of the ear-biting call as well, weren't you?
Yeah, that fight when Mike bit Evander Holyfield's ear, that was... I remember that fight for more than just the ear biting, because the night before I had a heart attack. I went to the hospital. I had an angioplasty and an angiogram. They cleaned out my arteries, and I left the hospital against the medical advice. Went and called a fight with my surgeon at my side, and went right back after the fight into an ambulance and right back to the hospital. And then I spent a week or 10 days in the hospital. But, I probably would have died if I didn't get a chance to call that fight, because at that time, you know, that fight was as big as they come.
We're catching up with Jeff Horn a little later. You've called so many fights. Are you friends with any of these great fighters?
To answer your question specifically, yeah, you become friends with these guys because you're around them a lot. Jeff Horn and I are very close friends. I've been with him since he started as a professional, called all his fights in New Zealand and his big fights in Australia when he won the title. And I know his family. I know his trainers. I know their families. So, yeah, you get involved with these fighters, and I'm very, very close to Jeff.
What do you think Jake Paul's chances are against Mike Tyson?
He's got to be very aggressive in the early going. He's got to stay right in his chest. He's got to blast him and use his extra weight, because he'll be heavier the night of the fight. He's got to be attacking all the time. And when he gets in, on his way in, he's got to be throwing punches, and he has to look out for the uppercut.
Yeah, Tyson's uppercut, that is the winner. Now, look, Marnie and I, we'd love you to call something with us in it.
Yes. Making out like if we were to actually ever do this, how would that
be
called?
Ever to be boxers?
Yeah. How would that sound?
Can you do that for us, Bob?
Okay, so we got Campo. Campo in the black trunks, Marnie in her pink trunks. Marnie attacks him across the ring. She comes. She shoots out the left hand. Digs to the body with another left hook. There's a right hand to the jaw. She drops Campo. The count's up to 4 and 5. Campo's trying to struggle to get up. It's 8, 9, and 10. Marnie has knocked out Campo.
Yay! That was glorious.
Flossing.
All right. Hey, great. Campo, Marnie, great to be on with all of you, and all the best.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
What a legend.
Jeez.
I'll never live that down. Never live it down.
He's awesome.
Jeff Horn
awesome.
Joins us after 7, talking more about the Jake Paul Tyson fight. Marnie and Campo, River 949.
Apply now for the Australian Industry Trade College.